today, TikTok. Home prices under pressure as markets fade. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Last week we got articles suggesting that buyers were worrying about the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and sellers were rushing to offload their homes as the property market cooled. And the latest data from the weekend certainly confirmed ongoing weakness. The clock is ticking on weaker home values. And it's indeed likely that the interest rates will rise as the Reserve Bank of Australia notches the cash rate higher to combat stubborn inflation, stoked higher, of course, by the rise in oil price and other commodities. And that all feeds through into pretty much, well, everything. This week, Assistant Governor Financial Markets Christopher Kent from the RBA noted that the supply shock poses a risk to inflation and longer-term inflation expectations at a time when there are ongoing capacity pressures in Australia and several other advanced economies. This could both push short-term neutral rates higher and necessitate a more restrictive stance of policy. Indeed, he said, financial market participants have revised up their expectations of monetary policy rates in Australia and most advanced economies. The increase in Australia since the start of the conflict, showed in orange in this chart, has been less than some other advanced economies, but it also came after an earlier increase, which is shown in blue, reflecting relatively strong domestic data that was not seen elsewhere. And he went on to say, the longer the conflict persists, the greater the economic impact will be and the greater the risk of a material repricing of assets. A negative supply shock pushes up prices and leads to weaker economic activity, making us all poorer. Central banks cannot change that, but they can ensure that the initial rise in prices does not lead to a rise in longer-term inflationary expectations and extended inflationary pressures. And now we know that the talks in Pakistan over the weekend did not lead to an agreement. And so the future path of the Gulf conflict is uncertain. Hopefully, they will want a jaw-jaw rather than war-war. But we will see. If the conflict does reignite, then we should expect oil supplies to dwindle further and prices to rise higher alongside the other critical supplies from the region. Now, data released over the weekend from Catality showed the initial clearance rate for auctions increased very slightly after the soft activity over Easter, rising from 55.5 to 57.9% across 1,899 auctions. In Sydney, 692 homes were auctioned, and the clearance rate went slightly higher from 53.4% to 54.4%. But, of course, this is a bit Mickey Mouse. The true clearance, which is what I calculate, which compares listings to sold, came in as a low 39.2%. Oh, and by the way, SQN's final data for New South Wales last week came in at just 33.23%, which is closer to my true rate than Cotality's preliminary clearance rate. Let that sink in. The downward trend is absolutely clear if you look at the overall charts too. Now, there was a similar result in Melbourne with 890 homes auctioned and a 57.8% clearance rate. That was the lowest clearance rate since last September of 2024 and down from 58.3% the previous week. But again, the true rate came in at just 44.1% according to my calculations, and SQM's results for last week for Victoria came in at just 46.98%. Again, the downward trend is absolutely clear. And we saw most of the action was for apartments and lower priced houses from first time buyers, perhaps using help from the government to buy with a 5% deposit, recognizing the current affordability constraints, and also some investors hoovering up distressed investment property. Ahead, of course, it's not just the risk of potential interest rate rises, but also nervousness about possible changes to property taxation on profit, especially for investors, which is potentially going to arrive in the major budget. It's almost now certain. Adelaide was the most active of the nation's smaller auction markets. 124 properties went under the hammer. That gave a 70.8% clearance rate, which spiked up from the previous week of 57.7%, but small numbers, very volatile. The highest of any capital city, actually, but the true clearance, again, if you calculate it properly, was around 37.1%. Brisbane and Perth recorded clearance rates of 60.9% and 60% across 116 homes and 13 homes, respectively. Yes, 13. And that gave true clearance rates of 45.7% and 46.2%. Canberra held 63 auctions with a 60.9% selling rate and a true clearance of 47.6%. These smaller markets, of course, are really chicken feed when it comes to looking at the way auctions work. Now, the key to the trajectory of housing will lay with the unemployment rate. Should it be the case that unemployment rate starts to rise, and we're going to get more data on that this week, that could signal significant downside moves in value, as unemployed people often end up defaulting on their mortgages. On the other hand, the RBA, with its dual mandate, will need to consider the impact of higher unemployment on the economy, but they are trapped because of the current high inflation running across the economy and also capacity constraints. So from a policy perspective, higher unemployment would help them to get inflation grounded, perhaps. But the key takeaways for me are these. First, there is plenty of space for prospective buyers to bargain, especially prior to auction. Second, prices may stay robust in some areas and for some types of property, but overall, I expect weakness in values to continue in many areas, so do not overpay. And third, more expensive property is likely to fall first and hardest, and we're already seeing signs of that in some markets. But the bottom line is simply this. As the clock ticks down to higher interest rates, expect home prices to fall. Something which, of course, everybody says can never happen. And yet, believe it or not, sometimes it does. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.